Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Minneapolis teachers on strike. St. Paul was able to reach a negotiated settlement. And my initial visceral, perhaps simplistic, knee-jerk reaction was, well, what did St. Paul offer that perhaps Minneapolis couldn't or wouldn't offer? And I thought, well, let's go right to the top. Dr. Joe Goddard, superintendent of St. Paul Public Schools. Thanks for joining us today, Doctor.
Hey, Paul, good afternoon. Great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you. And can you answer my naive, simplistic question? What did you do to keep the wheels on the bus and keep kids in public school in St. Paul? What were some of the factors that made all the difference in reaching a negotiated settlement?
Well, there's a few things. One, we have good partnership with our bargaining members from the SPFE team, and we've proven that through, our last labor standoff and right into the pandemic. You know, we've never really truly left the table with them. And we've had to, experience trying to do school virtually and trying to problem solve through some of those problems. So going into contract negotiations, I feel like we had a good relationship established. It was just going to be a matter of the time it was going to take for us to sort out our priorities. And more importantly, to work together to find out what fit in our parameters and what perhaps was going to be left out.
So I'm reading reports, Superintendent, that higher wages, one of many factors, class size caps, increased mental health support, and one-time payments for educators. Was there any one that was perhaps a greater sticking point than others, or did everything come together at the last minute and people got enough of what they wanted to avoid a strike in St. Paul?
Paul, I'm going to give you the best one-word answer I know. Yes.
Okay.
When you come to the table like that and have a bargaining group representing, 4,200 employees from three subgroups, they are passionately bringing proposals from their colleagues that are addressing a wide range of issues, wages always being one, of course, but also things that, that they identify as needs and support in both what students need and what staff need to be effective in their roles. And for us, again, it's a matter of trying to place out what the financial parameters are. Assigning cost to some of the proposals or investments that our educators are asking for. And then again, looking at how can we move these around in order of priority and in order of cost so that we can see what we can accomplish together in reaching the tentative agreement. And that's what happened last night at 8:20.
8:20. St. Paul Superintendent of Public Schools, Dr. Joe Goddard, joining us right now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And one of the things that's coming up in school districts all across the nation is sufficient counselors available to help students with mental health problems. And certainly during the pandemic, I mean, we've had sort of a perfect storm between the murder of George Floyd and the pandemic, remote learning, back to in-classroom learning, the back and forth. I mean, it's been tough for grown-ups. I can't imagine what it's been like for kids. But are you worried about, you know, a lot of young people with PTSD from what we've all experienced the last 2 years?
You know, I think it's a complex question and one that goes back several years. I mean, this is my third bargaining cycle with the St. Paul Federation. And, you know, each year mental health has been part of that. And we've done a good job of truly beginning to address some of those areas that needed to be addressed in our staffing. So we've built a really solid foundation. I think this last round of you know, our tentative agreement provided some great flexibility, some great articulation of how we can continue to maintain what we have. I think one of the biggest challenges in public education right now is sustaining efforts that have started. We don't have an infinite amount of resources, and when things change, like student enrollment, or when inflation is higher than, you know, we don't get the revenue, the inflation on the revenue that's required for us to cover our costs, you know, we've got to make really hard budget decisions. And, you know, those are the things that just aren't matching up when it comes to, you know, why does it come to this every 2 years? There's so much change that we're trying to navigate and truly sustain the issues and some of the challenges that our students have.
Dr. Goddard, I'm curious, as a meteorologist, I wonder some days with Zoom, with remote learning, with how we all had to pivot during the pandemic for the better part of 2 years, are snow days dead? And specifically, are there things that we learned the hard way with remote learning that can be applied to make the educational system even better for students going forward? In other words, were there some silver linings, whether it's technological or otherwise, that arose during the pandemic that you may institute going forward because they just work? It's a more efficient, cost-effective way of learning.
You know, Paul, I might not be the best superintendent to address snow days. There's 335 others in the state. Maybe call on one of them. I've got quite a history with me in snow days. I don't think that anyone is saying that in lieu of school today that just stay home and do it remotely is something that we want to have be a model for all students, you know, that we're using. However, the continuity of education that can take place if there is an event that is taking place, the questions of safety for staff and reporting or our buses, or students in general who may have to walk to school, you know, it's an okay kind of a one day kind of thing. We have 5 days that are approved. We call them e-learning days in St. Paul. I think we've used two this year. But no, it doesn't suffice at all. To your question about what have we learned from remote learning? One of the things that I think has been very helpful is, you know, in a sense, we had to force our educators to post information online in one of our learning management systems, Seesaw for our younger students and Schoology for our older. And for many students, it's a way to help them stay organized, keep their work organized. For our staff, they're able to communicate and work is able to be passed back and forth that I do think is a really good thing. It does not take the place of a physical interaction in a classroom, but it definitely has placed us into a consistent way that we're able to share information from staff to students around the district.
Last question, Dr. Goddard. Is there still a need for great educators and teaching assistants? How are you doing just in terms of, you know, teachers retiring for whatever reason? Is the demand still there? And what are you doing to try to make sure that the best educators in the country are being attracted to St. Paul?
Yeah, when I talk to my colleagues, you know, in the metro, around the state, around the country, workforces, it comes up as a top three issue. I think each of us are concerned about the future of our workforce. And again, for listeners out there, we are 6,200 employees in St. Paul Public Schools, 3,200 of which are teachers. So we have 3,000 folks that do, you know, other really important work in supporting the education of young people, too. So, yes, I mean, the livable wage, the starting salary, and a salary that's going to retain folks is really important. But I think the other piece with that is that we want to be a place that can be a good, have a good culture, a good environment as well, so that staff really feel proud of coming to work and doing their great work. And, you know, education has become a very public and at times divided issue, depending on the values that you hold and what you stand for and your beliefs. And I'm always going to fight for public education, and I'm going to fight for our communities having a say in how we do this important work.
Superintendent of St. Paul Public Schools, Dr. Joe Gothard, we sure appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day to share your thoughts with us. Wishing you and your amazing educators and staff the very best going forward. Thank you.
Really appreciate it, Paul. Great to spend time with you.
You bet. Hang in there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.